Okay, we're holding in the Tosfos. We're on Beis and Beis now, on the top line. You can tell my parak hamid above mitzia. Ligi, Rav Meir, Rabbon. Rav Matzah Shtar, Shein Bo Achrayis. So we know there are two types of shtar. Shtar she yesh bo achrayis, shtar she ein bo achrayis. Shtar she yesh bo achrayis means that you write in the shtar that Reuven lent money to Shimon. And achrayis means that there's a lien on his property. So if he would sell, if Shimon would sell his karka, after the loan, and then comes time to pay back the loan, he doesn't have money, then Reuven could take the land that was sold. So there's Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon can't pay back the loan, and if the sale happened after, so he could take the money back. So, shtar sheyesh bo achrayis means that he writes in the shtar that he has a right to collect from the sold land. Ein bo achrayis means it doesn't write that. So, the question is like this: if you have So if you have a shtar that you find a shtar in the street and it doesn't have an achrayis, meaning it doesn't say that the malva could collect from the lekuchos. So Rabbanan Amri lo yachzer. So Rabbanan say that you shouldn't return the shtar. Because we're afraid that it's a problematic shtar. If you're going to return it, we're afraid of what might happen. So Rabbanan say lo yachzer, Rav Meir sava yachzer, and Rav Meir says you can return the shtar. So what's going on here? Umugla Shmuel Ksha'in Chayev Moda. So that means that the Lova is not Moda, meaning he does not agree that he owes the money. So if he doesn't agree that he owes the money, so how can we return the shtar to the Malva? Maybe it's a forgery or something. Maybe it's some problematic thing. You find a shtar in the street, who knows what it is. So if the lova would be moda that it's true, then of course we could return it. But he's not moda. So why are we returning it? V'yachzel Rav Meir lotzur al plitz luchiso. What's meant this? I mean, how could you return it? The lova says it's not true. And Bishlama, if the malva had the shtar in his hand, so he has a shtar. So the lova can't say it's not true, and if he does, he'll have to be mekayim it. But here, could we go ahead and return it when the lova is saying it's not a true shtar? So the Gemara says you can return it for one purpose. To use as a bottle cap. You know, in those days they had to be very innovative. It's not like today where we have so much wealth and so much whatever. A person just needed a piece of paper. So you could give it to the malva, not that he could collect from the lova. He could use it if he needs a bookmark, you know. Lotzor plis luchiso literally means to put on the on the top of your cup, the top of your bottle, a bottle stopper. So that's what you can return it to him for. But not that he should collect. So Tosis continues. Tashdul Rabbanon, Amaylo Yaxir. And according to Rabbanon, you don't give the shtar back at all. According to Rameyer, you can give the shtar and let him use it as a bottle cap. But the question is, according to Rabbanon, why can't you give it back? He says, what's the problem? Why are Rabbanon so afraid? What's the problem? There's nothing to worry about. Lekel mechel shlamidi means there's nothing to worry about. Why? Because if the malva will mekayim the shtar, so then he deserves to get it back. And who says the lov is telling the truth? And if he's not mekayim it, so then he's not going to be able to collect from the guy because the guy is denying it. So what are we? Why are we afraid to return the shtar according to Rabban? Malvshach, if he's mekayim it, he deserves to get the money. If he's not mekayim it, so we're not going to let him get the money. So what are we afraid of? And even according to a mayor, we only return it that he could use as a bottle cap. According to Rabban, we won't even let him do that because we're afraid he's going to, if we give it to him to use as a bottle cap, Rabban say, that he'll come to collect with it. Who's going to guarantee you're only going to use it for a bottle cap? So Rabban Meir says, no, let him, you just use it as a bottle cap. Bottle cap is worth something, we would laugh today. What was the bottle cap? Man, the bottle cap. You know, it's a different door, different generation. It's a bottle cap. Vanishalom. You know, you throw away a bottle cap. Bottle cap, something choshev. Oh, so he says, what's the problem? But according to Rabbanon, we're afraid that he's going to use it as a real shtar. So Tosa says, what's your problem? If you get a kiyim, you deserve to use it as a real shtar. If you don't get a kiyim, then you won't get. So what's the problem? So you know what we're afraid of? We're afraid of that he's going to have the shtar, and then what? He'll collect it, maybe from what? Maybe the guy will die, the lova. And he'll try to collect from the yesoni. And that's what we're afraid of. Oh. But if we're taninun for them, so what's the problem? So that's what we're afraid of. We don't want to give a shtar to the a shtar that was found on the street that looks a little shady. So Meir says, okay, you'll give it, and the guy denies it, the lover denies it. So Rabbanan say what? Rameyah says, okay, give it to him, let him use it as a bottle cap. Rabbanan say, no, we can't let him use it as a bottle cap, because he's going to come to use it as a regular shtar. So Tosus says, but what's the problem? If he's mekayim it, he deserves to use it as a regular shtar. If he's not mekayim it, then nothing will happen. So Tosus says, you know what must be the chashash? They were afraid he's going to use it as a regular shtar, shalom b'fana, meaning that the lova maybe will pass away, and he'll try to collect from the yisomim. And maybe the shtar is, and what? And for the yisomim, he's what? He's not going to need to be mekayim. Because if we hold that you're not taninan mezuyaf, so this is the araya that we're not taninan mezuyaf. Because if we're taninan mezuyaf, So what that he's going to try to collect from the Yisomim? But we'll tanin a mezuyah for them and make him a kayamit. So al korcha, by the fact that we're worried that he's going to collect from the Yisomim illegally, that means that we're not going to be taninas for the Yisomim mezuyah. So if we're not going to be taninas mezuyah for the Yisomim, that's against everything we said before, that we are taninas. That's Tosis kasha. That's a real kasha. So it makes a whole cheshbon. Why can't? What's the whole problem? What are Rabbanon afraid of? They're afraid of that the guy's going to get it, and maybe it's not a good star, and the guy's going to die, the lova, and he's going to try to collect from the Yisomim, and then he won't need kiyum. Why doesn't he need kiyum? Because we're not going to tanin and mezuyif. And if we're not tanin and mezuyif, you don't need kiyum. Then he's going to rip them off. But based on what we said before, you do need yotanin. So then you do need kiyum. So then, right, what's the problem? So from that Gemara, it's not sure that you're not Tanina. But we said before, in the Gemara before, I mean, the thing that we want, the first Tosa says, we are Tanina. Then he said, no, we're only Tanina and Parua. Then he said, we are Tanina. So now he's asking the Kasha, how can you say we're Tanina Mizuya if it's in against this Gemara? Woo! Myridic. Yeah? This is a good Tosa. You know, every line is. I'm telling you, people don't like lazy to learn Tosis. They learn Tosis every line, word line by line. Then you can say Hakiras and things like that. But first you gotta get to Tosis. Ah. Yeah? You got the kasha? Hey, Shlomar. No. It must be that we have the wrong pshat in the Gemara above Metzia. It's Dakati Nitalah Parua. Because even if we're not going to be Tanina and Mezuyav, in other words, the whole Gemara has the whole Tosis is saying, are we Tanina and Mezuyav? Parua, the Gemara says we are Tanina and Parua. But Mezuyav is more of a chiddush to say we're Tanina, because Mezuyav is a milsa de la shricha. Rameir says that if somebody says, what is Moda B'Shtar Shekosvo? Moda B'Shtar Shekosvo, we said this once before, we'll say it again. If somebody presents a star in front of you, and you say parua. So what does parua mean? That you're agreeing that the shtar is authentic, but you pay back. So moda b'shtar shekosvo is another way of saying that you said parua. Because if you say mezuyaf, then you're saying the shtar never happened. But if you're saying parua, then you're agreeing that the shtar existed. But you say you pay it back. So we said before, there's a machlokus in the Gemara. If a person tainis parua, does the malva still have to do a kiyum with that? One opinion says moda b'shtar shekoso tzorich l'kaimo, and one opinion says ain't tzorich l'kaimo. So the opinion that says tzorich l'kaimo is what? Is because l'maisa, it's no different than mezuyah. If you're tying it, so he has to be kayim. The other opinion says, ain't tzorich l'kaimo, because the fact that you said parua, you're giving what? You're giving credibility to the shtar. Because you're saying that, yeah, it did happen, but I paid back. Hey, Shlomar, nechocha ein atam b'shvil kach, dakati nitol on parua. You see, what's the problem? In the case of Metzia, according to Rabbanu, we're afraid to return the shtar that's found on the street. Because we're afraid that he's going to collect from the Yisomim. So Tosa says, so must be we're not Tanina Mezuyaf. Tosa says, no, that's no Brayah, because we're still Tanina and Parua. And if you hold, and this is Shmuel speaking, and Shmuel says, Modu B'Shar Shesorach, Shekosu Tzorach L'Kaimo. So, no, do you want to say, you see from there that we're not Tanina Mezuyaf? There's no Raya. Because even if we're not Tanin Mezuyav, we're still Tanin Parua. And if we're Tanin Parua, and according to Shmuel, Parua, you also have to Mekayim Tishnar. So even if we're not going to be Tanin and Mezuyav, we're still Tanin and Parua. We're still Tanin and Parua. So Mamela, if we're still Tanin and Parua, then the summer will be saved. If you hold that Parua also requires what? He instars. Which Shmuel does hold. So then what's the problem? Why is the Rabbanan afraid? What's wrong with... Yeah, the cash. Oh, so Al-Korcha, this can't be the reason. So now we have to try to interpret what a new pshat in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, why according to Rabbanan you can't return the shtar. Again, according to Rav Meir, you can just return the shtar so you can use it as a bottle cap. But according to Rabbanan, you can't return because we're afraid. If you're going to give it to, you know, you give him a bottle cap, he'll use it as a shtar. Because this bottle cap is a shtar. It's just, according to Rav Meir, we're not afraid. We tell him, you can't use the shtar, just use it as a bookmark. Use it as a bottle cap. And according to Rabbanan, no, he's going to come to collect. So Tosa says, but what's the problem? If you give it to him, manufshach. If he misses mekayim it, he deserves to collect. If he's not mekayim it, then he won't collect. So what's the problem? So Al Korcha, he's going to try to get from Yisomim, and we're not taninim. But that's also not an answer, because even though we're not taninim mezuyef, we're definitely taninim parua. And Shmuel's the one that says when you tow in parua, you still have to mekayim it. So why did Yisomim are saved? So then, what's the problem? Why can't we return the shtar? Going to Rabbanan, that's where we're holding. That's where we're holding now in the Tosfos. Isaac?
What's the problem with Parua?
Right, so that's the... In other words, fine. So that was Tosfos' Raya, that were Tanin and Mezuyef. But then he wanted to ask Akasha that this Gemara's Mashma, that we're not Tanin and Mezuyef, so he says, no, that's... It's not a right to anything, because even if we're not Tanin and Mezuyef, we're still Tanin and Parua. So then what did you gain? So once you say already they'll be saved, that we're Tanin and Parua, so we might as well be Tanin and Mezuyef also. So it must be that there's a totally different shot in the Gemara Bava Metzia. But you're right. That Raya of Tosis is still Chazak. Shmuel. That's have gone revised Leibol just asked that question. In Echanami, but we're here. We're not talking about Matan in this case. We're talking about Halva. Rav Bienenfeld.
I don't know that Rabban are holding like Shmuel that Peru is that Peru you have.
No, because Shmuel is the one who's explaining the Rabbanan here. There's a machlokus between Rabbanan and Rav Meir. And Shmuel is explaining this machlokus. So Shmuel is working with his assumptions. Wait, which line?
The last line. It says the ain't no mark is in the Perua. And we're talking the case of the Rabbanan.
Yeah, because that's according to Rav. Because Rav holds
it says Chavai. It says Rav Mishul does not get it says that they're both saying it together. So here he's saying that
no, because he's saying from Rav. You're asking it's this. Right, but Shmuel clearly holds. Right, I hear your question.
No, because it said Shmuel's talking within the Rav Meir. Shmuel's not giving his own opinion. He's just quoting what Reb Meir
says. Right.
So it's not a contradiction.
Right, again. Gershon? Lazy, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll get it.
Let's say you weren't worried about the fact that if you return the shtar that you found, the person would die and it would be shalom bana. There would be some sort of system, like maybe the local basin wouldn't they know which that this is a particular shtar that they'll never look at? Because if that's not the case, then it should also be a worry. Well, without even thinking about Shoel Bafana, it should still be a worry because maybe he'll come and say, maybe he'll come and say that he never got paid. And if that's true, then it should.
But we're gonna be towing. We're towing Barua Mazuyas. Like amigo. So that's the kasha. That's the kasha. We're towing the parua. So then we don't understand why you can't give the shtar back. If you find the shtar in the street, why can't you give it back? Because worst case scenario, you're going to try to collect with it. But if you're going to try to collect, so if you're going to collect from the lova himself, so if it's really not true, he's going to say mezuyav, and then you're going to have to be mekayim it. And if you can mekayim it, then you deserve to get the money. If you're not mekayim it, you don't deserve. So Tosa says what? Maybe you'll try to collect from the guy will die, and you'll try to collect from the Yisomim. So again, it's not a problem, because with Tanin and Fivi Yisomim. Tanin and Mezuya for Parua, either way. And Modem Shtasha Kosvo Tzarech L'Kayim, according to Shmuel. So that's what Tosis is trying to understand, what's Pshat in this Gemara above Metzia. It's a beautiful Tosis. See, I have a special liking. I never told you about. I have a special liking to this Tosis. I told you this because when last time Yeshiva learned Gittin, this parak in 1980, as Rabbi Willickshire, so he, did only the major Tosis that were Gittin related or Shas related, and we skipped over this Tosis. So I remember. So we learned the whole year Gittin, and then in June, the late Rav Goldwicht, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Keren Biavne, he came to our shir. To give us a special shiur, to Rabbi Willick's shiur, special shiur from Rav Goldwicht. In June, he was coming. So he decides what he's going to give a shiur on, of all places, on this Tosis. So we never learned it, because we skipped, so we had to try to prepare it. So I never felt, so I always felt I had to come back to this Tosis. So years later, I come back to the Tosis. See? You never get away from a Tosis. You until then, you have to come back. 28 years later, come back to the Tosis. Yeah. Yeah.
I think this was asked, but I didn't understand the answer. We're asking, it says, Mother Church about to start up with Kaimo, that they're saying that in the name of Rabbi Meir. But the question is really on Chachamim.
No, they're saying it Shmuel.
Shmuel's saying it according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir.
That's Shmuel's opinion. Right, so Mamela, one second. Shmuel Sphere, leave ahead, I'll leave it to the mayor. Okay, I'll leave it. Right, that's a good point you're making. Yeah, so in other words, how does Tosfos know that he would say the same?
Unless you assume Chacham holds the Gemara, and I'm not sure why you assume that.
His question is, when Tosfos says the raya that Shmuel holds from Modi B'Shtar Shekos, so Tzarech L'Kaimo, it says Shmuel Alib the Rameh. But we're working with Shmuel Alib the Rabbanim here. Unless the assumption is that... unless we see that they disagree, why should we assume that they disagree?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're making a valid point. He loses. Right. He loses. He loses. Because he has the star. The guy who has the star is on the... In other words, that guy says Parua. He should have gotten the star back or have gotten the receipt. So by the fact that he doesn't, he messed himself up. So even though he tied his Parua... So, and Klape Shemaya, if this guy's lying, even though he can be Mekayim it, he'll get it in Shemayim. But in this world, we have to work with these rules. You're right. In other words, theoretically, he can be Mekayim the Shtar. And it's true, because the guy did lend the money, and he'll still be lying. He can be collecting twice. But the Lova should have been smart enough to either, after he paid up, to either rip up the shtar or get a receipt. And he didn't. So we have to work within a legal system. In other words, when it comes to, in Shemayim, how what's going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. Maybe he'll take care of him too here. But in terms of what we're supposed to paskin based on our kolole, halacha, so if you give a kind of star, he gets the money. Even though the guy's still tining parua, parua, parua. But the mice of the malva has a star, and it's makuyim. I mean, the other opinion says he doesn't even have to mekayim the star. That's even a bigger chiddush for you. Okay. This is a good toast, isn't it? Okay. So he says, "Behead you leave the meir mode, which touch close to circle kaim." Vanemol omar vim parua hu migadi by omar mezuyef hu. Aval gav did hu lo tanin mezuyef. But like migo mikom makom kaven the lavi. The same thing he said before. That kaven lavi am yesh migo tanin lo shapir parua. The kaim lo kamadom rapar kamochas abayis nishma vagova mechza gav yishtar kis. By the time lo yasa kaven the isra ben oh. So now, finally, Tosfos is going to give the secret of why you can't return the shtar, according to Rabban. You ready for the secret? In other words, light, right? This is the secret. He's gonna give us, again. Till now we couldn't figure it out. Once again, we say what's wrong? If the guy will return the shtar, if the guy will mekayim the shtar, he deserves to get it. If he's not, no. So Tosa says the secret. Well, how many times will Yaxer came into Isra ben Ifiloso? For love of Tovin Mazuyefu ain't like Bos Menadin. I feel him to Edikiyum. The Hashinan Shem is Yufei Zayef Echasin. Don't So what's the answer? Yeah.
That once the star falls on the ground, it becomes weakened to the sense that even when you add a mezuyah claim to that, even with a kiyum, it still wouldn't be good.
Wow. Yeah. So he's saying, in other words, normally, if a person says, like you asked, if a person says parua, right? And I have a star, and a mekayim it, so I win, right? So you ask, well, why should I win? The answer is, I was mekayim it. But still could be a forgery. But lemaisa, the fact that I'm all holding on to the star gives me credibility too. And therefore, if I'm mekayim it, I win. But if a star has fell on the street, so that weakens the credibility of the malva very much. So if the fact that it's that fell in the street, plus the fact that what? That he's saying it's mezuyah. Right? He's not being moda. He's saying, right, that's the case. That the love is not being moda. So we're going to return it to him, to he mekayim? No, we're not even going to do that. Because the negative is so strong that even kiyum is not going to help. So that's why we're not going to return it according to Rabban. But the question is, bottom line is, if he's mekayim the shtar, so why shouldn't he what? Okay, you have all the negatives against him, right? You have all the negatives in the world against him. But bottom line is, he's mekayim the shtar. So doesn't that show that it's legit? It's mekayim the shtar, so why do you say it's mezuyif? So why don't we return it? So we say, oh, it's such a negative. Oh, so Tosa says, and the higher time the loyachzah came into Israel and he floso, for lova tov mezuyifu, ein ligbos min hadin, afil yimtza eide kiyum, the chashin and sem is a yufi zayif, the chosim. Ki ahi de get poshut, the onach yande azarnuka. Wow! You know that Gemara? You have a Baba Basra? Unbelievable Gemara. Mam is unbelievable. Right? Unbelievable Gemara. Okay. So it says like this. Hushtara. So listen to this case here at Bava Basra. Kuf Samach Zayin Amar Alf. Hushtara to have a chosim alei rova for Rav Acha bar Ada. There was a star that had two rabbinical signatures. Two rabbinical signatures on the star. Rova and Rav Acha bar Ada. Also came the rova. Amalei. So the Dein Chasimus Yoda Didihi. So they showed the star to Rava. It had his signature on and Rav Acha's Bar Ada's signature. So they brought the star in front of Rava. And you know what Rava said? That is exactly my signature. That's my signature. Miu Kameda Rav Ada Bar Ava Lo Chasimi Li Me'olam. But you know what? I never signed a star with Rav Acha Bar Ada in my life. yeah, that is my signature. But it can't. It is, but it isn't. It is, but I don't recall ever signing a shtar with this other rabbi. So you know what? You know what? Kafti va'odi. So they took this guy, they locked him up in jail, and then he was moded that he forged it. But he did such a good job. Rava said he did taka a good forgery. So then the Gemara says like this. Amalei Bishlam Adidi Zayif. So Rava said like this. Right? He did an unbelievable job. So the Rava says like this. Bishlama, I can understand how you could forge my signature. Because my signature is not such a complicated signature. You know, some people have complicated signatures. Some people are not such complicated signatures. So Rava says, I understand how he forged mine. But Rav Achabar Ada, he has Parkinson's. He's, you know, like shaking. He's Russis Yade. So how? So obviously his signature was very. So how did he forge that? Bishlam Adi Dizayif is Ela the Rabbi Achabar Ava the Russis Yade Hecha Avodus. So Omer Anchi Yade a Mitzra Farmelo Kam Azarnuka Vekosov. So you said, you know how he did it? Anchi yade a mitzra. Was he took a rope. He took a rope that was part of the bridge. You know, the bridge was held up, suspended by ropes. Now those ropes were constantly, when people were walking on the bridge, they constantly were wobbling. So he wrapped his arm in the rope of the bridge while he was signing, so it'll be shaking like Rav Achavarada is shaking. And that's how he forged it. Or Kam Azarnoka. Yeah, he got up on the well, and Allah v'chasem chagufo novanad. And what was the case? Was his hand attached to the bucket? What?
I thought that he was holding the bucket. I don't know why he would shake them.
Well, because the pressure of the.
Because he was holding it up.
Right, so the gravity was pulling it down. So Mela, that's how he was able to forge it. So even Rav Achabar Ada, who had a shaky signature, he still was able to forge. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that that Kiyum Shtaros is not a perfect thing. Because it's possible to have a perfect forgery. So once you see from that Gemara it's possible to have a perfect forgery, so that means that Kiyum Shtaros is not foolproof. Because even if it's Mekayimet, it could still be a forgery. Right? Two Eidim could say, hey, this is his signature, but it still could be a forgery. So that's what Tosis wants to prove. So normally, we're not choshesh that they're going to be such expert forgeries. But in a case where it fell on the ground and it was already, you know, so, you know, so clear that it was a problem here, and he says Mezuyev, then we're not going to trust Kiyum, because Kiyum is not foolproof.
Telling us that just proving to us the effectiveness of signatures on their own might not be enough because they can be forged. But when they're going to go and find the witnesses.
But first of all, Keemstar's doesn't require that you go to the. That you're going to go to the people who signed. You can go to someone else also. And if they would have gone to someone else, then we would have really got messed up here.
Someone else who saw them sign it, or someone else who knows, oh, that's a signature.
So again, Keemstar either means that the people themselves come and say that, or someone else who knows the signature.
He knows the signature, not that he saw
it. Not that he saw the sign. So it's. Yeah.
We also include when the basin like authorizes it at the bottom. Said earlier that the basin can say it's a good start.
Okay. Yeah, because the Adam come to testify that it's good.
Or is that too then?
Yeah. Okay, in the Dover Sof. You know, so let's see that inside now. Elohainu time of the Loyaxir came into Isra ben Ifiloso. That he put his hand on the thing and he, in other words, he was able to forge a person's signature who had a wobbly, who was shaking. And he did it by just, while he was shaking, he tied something to his hand to. So he'll be wobbling too. So you see that it's possible to do a perfect thing. So that shows that Kiyum Shneoros is not a perfect thing. Hey, Mashma Hasan Washing the Kuntras. Avot. Ileka Lova Kaman. But what happens in the following situation? We find a star in the street. Right? And it says that Reuven lent money to Shimon. And the loaf is not here. Shimon's not here to ask him whether it's true or not. So then do we return it? There, it has one chisaron that it's in the street. But it doesn't have the other chisaron that somebody's saying it's mezuyev because he's not here.
Avaleka lova kamon val malva motzei dikium machzirin lo.
Then we could return it. Because we only don't return it if you have two negative things. Namely what? That it's on the street. And the lova is saying it's mezuyev. But say the lova is not here. So then what? Then we only have one negativity. So then we're not afraid. Then we'll return it. It might be mezuyev. So it's mezuyev. It'll be mekayim it.
In other words,
if the lova is not here and the malva is able to be mekayim it, so it's interesting because the way Tosa says it's mashma that first we ask him, are you going to be able to be mekayim it? So we make him a kind first, and then we. So now it could be now the lova is going to come back and say mezuyev. So then it'll turn out to be the same thing as the case before, that it was in the street and he says mezuyev. But there's a difference, because if it was in the street and the lova said mezuyev, we're not going to give it back. But if the lova wasn't here and he was able to be mekayim it, even if it's in the street, we're going to give it back. And even though Tosis is going to end off saying, and even though later on, what? The Lova might say mezuyev. So in retrospect, it's the same thing as the first case. But since in chronological order, he didn't say mezuyev right away, and we already gave it back, and it was huchzak as heter, so it doesn't matter that he said mezuyev.
You see, because if
you find a star in the street, that's one reisa. And the lova says mezuyev, one reisa, we don't give it back. to Rabbanim. But what if the law was not here, and he said he's going to be mekayimit, and he is mekayimit, and then later on, the lover says mezuyah. So bottom line is, you have the same thing you had in the first case, because you have the chisara that was in the street, and the lover saying mezuyah. So maybe we should say we shouldn't believe the kiyum, just like we don't believe the kiyum if you had. But the answer is over there. He said mezuyah, he was there, and he said mezuyah, and it was in the street. So we're not going to let him mekayim. But if he wasn't around to say mezuyah, and he was already mekayim the shtar, so it's not going to help that he says mezuyah later, because the shtar was already established. But if you have the two negativities before you had a chance to establish the shtar, then we don't let him. We don't give him the opportunity to be mekayim, because we're choshesh that the kiyum will be an improper kiyum, because maybe someone forged it exactly. Wow. Yeah.
And this answer also goes well with what Shmuel said, because Shmuel established as a case of where you're not Boden. So why else do you have to do that? And this makes sense, because now if it's just on the ground and there's no claim of Mizuyah, it doesn't matter. So maybe that's why Shmuel said that this entire Machlokes is only talking about Shem Chai Boden.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Wow. Okay, Rabosai. We have So you know it's always a kedai thing after you finish a tosis? To look at the piske tosis. Because what the Piskei Tosis does is he summarizes all the halachic points that come out of the Tosis. So let's look at the Piskei Tosis. It's at the end of the Masechta. The Masechta ends, and then right away is the Piskei Tosis. It's Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. Piskei Tosis gives three entries to this Tosis. First entry, Tohanim Zuliv Lison Mulkuchos Ulifot Shalom Befanov Uvigit Mlo Mishomiguna. Where's Harry? Harry?
I'm
Miller.
What? I'm
Miller. Hi. So Harry, so this Piskei Tosis is a little problematic, because I told you Yisodim Kuchos are examples of Nifl or Lefonif, right? But he seemingly presents it as three separate things. But I don't know what would be a third scenario even. So, and someone else is taking care of it, I guess. Yeah, so in other words, what was the whole point of this Tosis? The whole point of this Tosis is, are we Tanin and Mezuyaf for Yitzom and Malakukos? Why? Mezuyaf is not such a claim that we're going to just give for people, because it's not so common. So that was Tosis wasn't sure about. Maybe we're only Tanin and Parua, and then we're not Tanin and Mezuyaf. But Tosis says we're even Tanin and Mezuyaf, but not by a get. That's already the first line of the Tosis. Not by a get. So that means that if a woman wants to remarry and she has a get and the husband's not contesting, we're not going to say, well, you better Mekayim your get before you can remarry. She can remarry even with a get that's not Mekuyim. That's base. Yeah.
Okay. So when the guy drops the star in the street, I forget
something that's less common to have with its big shot. Because a big shot, you have to be very careful with it. Now, according to the legal, so it's dropped in the street, it must be that the guy really didn't take so much care of it. There wasn't so worried about it, so it must not have been worried about it.
Say that again.
Okay. So, if it's really a porn star, then if something is illegal, and naturally, if something illegal, you're more worried about it. So, I would have thought that if it's lost in the street, he must not have been that worried about it, so it's probably not a porn star.
Why, if it falls on the street, it's probably not a forged star?
It's probably not a forged star, because you're probably going to take extra care of it. If this is, like...
You mean if you tried so hard to forge it?
It's not even that. It's that if you get caught with this, you get thrown in jail like this guy.
Yeah, I am. But the assumption was that if it's forged, so it's more likely you'll find it in the street, because it's not authentic. So if it's an authentic star, and you know someone really owes you money, you're going to be very careful not to lose the star.
But I think you're going to be even more careful if you have something that you shouldn't have.
That's an interesting... But if it's in the street, no one can put you in jail. If it's a forged... Say there's a forged star in the street. So, no one can put me in jail. I'm not trying to do anything. It's in the street. So no one can put you into jail if they find a forged star. Unless we see that you're trying to use it. Okay, but I can hear what you're saying also. So that's the first point in Tosis. Then Tosis says, a few mokam dolo taninim mezuyav, taninim perua. Right? In other words, what does that mean? Even if we can't be taninim mezuyav, we're still taninim perua. But what would be a case where we can't be Tanin and Mezuyah? See, Tosis was saying that originally, even if the halacha was that we're not Tanin. But I don't know what does he gain by putting that in the Pesukei Tosis? Because bottom line is, we are Tanin and Mezuyah. So I don't know what he gains by that. That's number three. And number four, Shtakis, Ayotei Lisob, Nishba Vagova Mechza, the Milva, Udolobit the Pikadon. But you get the milva, you get, but the pikadon, we don't let you take from the yisomim the pikadon, because we're tanin and parua.
The gemara of Bava Basra, is that what he's referring to? Because that's the one case that they established that you're towing parua, you're not towing. And Tosfos in his first proof.
Right.
Saying proving the whole point about parua. He says
Parua
there, we don't say
Mizuya.
He doesn't
ask us
a question, though, so maybe that's...
Yeah, okay, maybe. Okay, we have completed this talk. We should make a seam. We completed this talk. Now, what I'd like to do is the following. I'd like to give you a packet on this toast, but I don't know if we're going to have it by... If we have it by tomorrow is one thing. If not, we'll do it on Monday, and tomorrow we'll do more... Navaita with the different other toasts that we still have to do. And then the next, see, what we're going to do is like this. We're going to do, we still have toasts and on Gimel Amud Beis to do. And then I'd like to go through Dalet Amud Aleph and with all the toasts, and especially the most famous one is the bottom toast, is the Kaimelon. And that's the Sugya of Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira. And then we should have a nice big packet on Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira, which that's like a big shas sugya. And then maybe after that we'll do a little chazara and have a little ksiva of that. Okay? So what I would recommend, Rabosei, is to go over this tosis. You see, if you really want to learn a tosis, you have to be able to know every line, how every line fits in. In other words, the progression. And this Tosis is it's a lot of back and forth. In other words, he said, we ought to need them, then he said, maybe only Parua. And like Rabbi Berger said to me this morning, you know, Tosis never tells you what's bothering you. So he leaves out the key line that was, what's wrong, what's the difference between Parua and Mezuyah? He never spells that out. So we said, I think the Shari Tosis quotes, and maybe others say, and we'll have to see, that the major difference is parua is a normal thing to happen. People pay back loans all the time. So parua is normal. So we give so even if somebody's not towing parua, we'll be towing it on his behalf. But mezuyah is much more less common, mezuyah. So for us to be tanin and mezuyah for somebody, that's questionable. And that's why Tosis has to go through a whole achrichus. Are we tanin and mezuyah for not, or we're just tanin parua? First he says, no, in the end he says, yes. But as Rabbi Berger pointed out, Tosis never spells out, you know, what was bothering you? Why should Taparua be anything different? I would think all or nothing. In other words, if there's a concept of Taninam, we should tie in any possible claim that will help to be your benefit. And if we're not, then we shouldn't be towing anything. So this notion that maybe we can only be towing parua, but we can't be towing mezuyah, which Tosis is nagging at. Tosis is, you know, he's unsettled about that point. But he never tells you why. So that's the yisod. And then the other yisod is that kitten is different. Mishum igunim. And we'll have to see then if how some yishonim maybe learn differently. Okay, Rabbi, now let me direct you now to this Tosis we left out was the other Tosis that we did all these other Tosis in. I think we're up to a Gimel of Beis Shlosha Gittin Psulim. I think we did the top one, though. No? So these Tosasin are the Tosasin that after, in other words, first spend time, you know, hazarding this big Tosas, but then do these Tosasin of Shlosha Gittin Psulim, Tosas B'Sav Yado. The most famous of these is going to be the Tosas Gove Minachasim Mishubadim. What? Wow. I didn't hear you. We didn't do it. Right. Well, which one? I can't hear you.
No one said anything.
Okay. Okay. Besaidim. Okay. So, and that's the next big sugya is the Machlokas Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. And that's like a big Shas sugya. But Eide Mesira Karti or Eide Hasima Karti. Of what do you require in a shtar? Do you require the Eide? So the shtar requires Eidim, but does the shtar require Eidim to sign, or is it enough that Eidim see the giving of the shtar? That's the Machlokas Rav Elazar and Chachamim. Okay, so that's the discussion that we're going to have here. Okay, everyone, so we'll stop now. So first, again, chazer over the Tosis a couple of times, and then we'll at some point I'll give you a packet on that Tosis. And hopefully either tomorrow or by Monday, and then we'll do the other Tosis, and the next big sugya is this Tosis Gove and the Kaimelon. Those are the big sugyas.